Not only does Jesus speak today, but his word is powerful enough to awaken a dead soul with new life. Jesus says, "Those who hear will live." Jesus' word will accomplish what it sets out to do. Not everyone who hears the gospel audibly will be saved. Only those whom the Son gives life. That's what verse 21 says us in John chapter 5. Only those that the Father gives to the Son. That's what chapter 6 says. And Jesus will lose none of those. His word will be completely and perfectly effective to awaken them and bring them eternal spiritual life. This is what we studied in John chapter 3. A person can't enter or even see the kingdom of God unless they're born of the Spirit. So how is a person born of the Spirit? Well, the Spirit must move on that person's dead spiritual state at the command of Jesus. So some will receive Christ. Others will reject Christ. Some will hear Jesus. Others will hate Jesus. Some will embrace him as their Savior, and others will call him a lunatic. So remember what the text says. It says in verse 24, "Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." So it's a type of hearing that has a deep impact upon you. You see that God has revealed himself in Jesus, and you believe that Jesus' words are God's words, and that Jesus' works are God's works. Namely, as we'll continue to see, the work of Jesus on the cross. Jesus is setting the table here, establishing his power and authority as God's Son. He's then going to call upon people to trust him as their source of life. That's what it means to hear Jesus correctly. It means to trust him. So why are we all gathered around looking at a computer screen or a phone right now? So that we might hear Jesus speak in his word, and that we would respond in faith to his word day by day. When you pray today, please remember Reina Costa El-Haj and her family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Lao Life Word broadcast that's heard in Laos.